Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. In your Father's throne room, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. Nothing puts feeling into your prayers like a mighty good reason to pray, but nothing in Christianity is so rare as a praying heart. 15 verses in the Sermon on the Mount concern prayer. Jesus talks about when to pray, Matthew 6:5-8, how to pray, Matthew 6:9-13, and why to pray, Matthew 7:7-11. Why is prayer so important? The reason is simple. God gives good gifts to his children who ask him. Augustine spoke often of the privilege of prayer, but he explains that longing in prayer and long prayer need not be synonymous. Walk with Augustine, a theologian and leader of the early church, born in 354 AD. It was our Lord who put an end to long-windedness, so that you would not pray as if you wanted to teach God by your many words. Piety, not verbosity, is in order when you pray, since he knows your needs. Now someone perhaps will say, but if he knows our needs, why should we state our requests even in a few words? Why should we pray at all? Since he knows, let him give what he deems necessary for us. Even so, he wants you to pray so that he may confer his gifts on one who really desires them and will not regard them lightly. Today's New Testament reading is Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew 7. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?" then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law.
Prayer is more than just a heavenly room service where your heart's desire is yours for the asking. Rather, prayer is the workout room of your soul. Asking, seeking, and knocking are energetic words. They show sincerity, intensity, and wholeheartedness. Have you ever asked God for great things? Things out of the ordinary? Things that your own ingenuity and energy could never provide? If not, you've yet to discover the power of prayer. For he has told you to ask, seek, and knock, and to expect doors to open as a result. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.